Be'ezer Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is daf Chav Bey Med Aleph. We begin two lines from the top. And the Gemara had just got through saying that Shimush Talmidei Chachamim so important. Rashi had explained in yesterday's daf that the reason why it's so important is a person who doesn't serve Talmidei Chachamim, according to one opinion of the Gemara, is even called a Rasha Arum. Number one, he's a Rasha because he hasn't done anything to hold on to his Torah. If he doesn't understand the rationales and the taimim that he could only learn when discussing with his Rabbeim, then ultimately his Torah is not going to stand. And Arum, because he's fooling people. The people think, oh, you know how to quote a lot of Yediyos, but at the end of the day, he doesn't understand the rationale of Halacha. So not only is he a Rasha, he's also crooked with people because he presents himself as someone who is not. The Gemara Chav Beis Amidal says, Itmar Kara Vishana, what happens if he learned and he didn't serve Talmidei Chacham? Rabbi Elazar Omer, Harei Zeh Amoretz. He's an Amoretz. He's not a learned person. What is that statement of Rabbi Elazar for? So Rabbi Elazar is not just you making that statement to call him an Amoretz. Over here, this has a practical nafkamina halacha. Rashi says he's now choshud on Maestris and Taharis. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni Amar Hareza Bur. He's worse than Amaritz. He's a boorish person. It's hard to know what halacha lemaisa implication this statement of Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni has. The Rambam and others describe that the difference between an Amaritz and a boor in Perek Bey's Mishnah Hay is that an Amaritz is someone who doesn't have the Milo Sichlius, but he has some Midos Tovos. A boor has neither chachma nor midos. For what's not clear in the different perushim, see that Mishnah in Avos Perek Bei Mishnah, hey, whether it has any halachic nafkamina. But anyhow, we have Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni who says that someone who's didn't do shimush talmidei chacham is called a boor. Rabbi Yana Yamai, four lines from the Talmud Chav Bei Zaman Alpha, raise a kusi. He's considered like a kusi. A kusi, of course, with the Cutians that had undergone Geirus. But their Geirus was a Geirei Arayos with an Aleph, that their Geirus was one that was forced by the lions, as described in Melachim Beis, by the Goyim that were sent by Melech Asher to Bavel, and then they were brought to Eretz Yisrael. So there we have Kusim that had been converted because of the fears of lions. The Gemara has two opinions in Ksuvis, but we pass Kusim are Geirei Arayos, and therefore the halacha is that one is not allowed to eat their bread or their wine. So someone who doesn't do Shimush Talmidei Chacham is mamish considered like a kusi, a big chumer from Rabbi Yana. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar Harei Zeh Magush. He's considered like a mechashef. He's like a magician, a black magician, someone absolutely terrible. It's not clear, again, what would the nafkamina be if you turn him into a kusi, then he can't eat his bread. But if you turn him into a magush, what would the practical halacha lemaisa be? Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Mestavrik Rav Acha bar Yaakov da Amri. It makes sense that the opinion of Rav Acha bar Yaakov is correct, that's magush. Da Amri Yinshi, as people say, Rotim Magusha v'lo yada mai Amar. He's whispering like a magician, and no one knows what he's saying. In other words, he concludes, says Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Tana, he teaches, he learns, he teaches, V'lo yada mayamar, but because he didn't do Shimush Talmidei Chacham, he doesn't understand what's behind it. He says a lot of halachas, but he really doesn't know what's behind it. Eight lines from the top on Chav Beis Amidal. Tana Rabbanan, Ezeu Amaretz. What is an Amaretz? Kol she'ein kore kriya shma shachris v'aris b'chosel de Rebbe Meir. An Amaretz is someone who doesn't read kriya shma in the morning and at night. Again, Amaretz will have halachic nafkaminas that we will not trust them on maisris and taharis. V'chacham omrim kol she'ein meniach tefillin. Amaretz is someone who doesn't put on tefillin. Ben Azay Omer, Kol Shein Lo Tzitzis Bebigdo. Ben Azay says someone who doesn't have tzitzis. Rabbi Yonasan Ben Yosef, Omer Kol Sheish Lo Banim, Ve'enom Megadlon Lo Mo Torah. And Amaretz is someone who doesn't appreciate Torah. How do you sense whether someone appreciates Torah, how he looks at Torah? So what does he do with the dearest objects in his life, the dearest people in his life? Does he teach them Torah or not? Someone who's Machshiv Torah is someone who raises his children to learn Torah. Chas v'chalila, someone puts other priorities before Limud Torah, of course it's important for them to learn a parnasa and so on and so forth. I heard this, the importance of learning parnasa, even from, despite the zeitgeist today in Eretz Yisrael, from Rav Steinman himself. But at the same time, the question is, what is a person's priorities? Is his priority to, what's his first priority? To teach his children Torah. That's his first priority. Of course, secular studies might be very, very important as well, that he be able to get an appropriate job to support himself, and secular studies might have other values as well, but the ikar is lomay Torah. Acher maimer mafilu karev eshrein leshim ish talmidei chachamim. Some say in Am Aretz, the opinion we saw above, if someone didn't do Shimish Talmidei Chacham, Zehu Am Aretz. Karev lo shina, shana, if he reads psukim, but he hasn't learned Mishnayis, harei zabur. He's a boor. Lokar, which we discussed in the past, to look in the Mefarshim in Avos, Perek Beis Mishneh, what exactly is Agdara Bur? Lokar of Loshana, Olav HaKosav, Aymer, if he do either of them, the Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu Lamed Aleph, let's read the whole Pasuk, Hinei Yom and Boim Num Hashem, there are days coming, Vizerati, Espeis Yisrov, Espeis Yudah, Zera Adam, Vizera Behema. The literal meaning of the Pasuk, as the Mitzudas David understands it over there, is that the day is going to come that when you plant just a little seed, then there's so much that comes out. That's the Zera Adam. And in the Zera Behema, cultivate an animal, then the animal reproduces so much more than what you had before. However, Chazal understand the Pasuk that there's going to be a day that people will have the das of a behema. The Zarati space, there are Adam and Zara behema. There'll be no difference between the Adam and the behema. They might say over Torah, but they'll understand it as much as a behema understands. Very sharp words from the Gemara. The Gemara continues, the Pasuk in Mishle. Yura'as Hashem bini, v'amech imshonim al tis'orof. Shlomo HaMelech says, there are certain people it's not kedai to get involved with. Yura'as Hashem bini v'melech v'imshonim al tizarev. Don't even involve with yourself. What's these imshonim? Amar Reb Yitzchak, elu shoshonim halachos. These are people who just learn halachos, but they don't learn the tamim of the halachos. Shita, it's pashut. Of course, if they don't understand the Torah, then you shouldn't have anything to do with them. Mal the same ashoyin b'chet. Now, we would have thought that imshonim means people who repeat chet. Those are people not to get involved. But people who learn Mishnayos that don't understand them, what's so bad? No. The halacha is that one is not supposed to be involved with them. They have a din, amaret. So we would have thought it means that the person, the Lashon Shon, comes from the famous expression. That is a Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Chaf and Daf Mem and Yuma on Pei Vav Mebeis, where the Gemara says that when a person repeats an Aveira, Vishan, and he repeats it, Hutrullah, it becomes like Hutr to him. The Gemara in Kedushin says, Hutrullah, does it really become Mutr to him? No. Ki Hutrullah, it becomes as if it's Mutr to him. So I would have thought that that's what Pasuk is saying. No, the Gemara says, someone who actually learns, we're not talking about Aveira. But he doesn't do Shimush Talmidei Chacham, he doesn't understand what's behind the mitzvahs. Continues the Gemara, Tana Atanoim, Mavol Mivale Olam. We learned in our Mishnah that these people are mevalei olam. Some understand mevalei olam as mafsidei olam. They cause the world to be mafsid, to really, really lose out. Says the Gemara. If we're going to say that person who doesn't do shimush talmidei chacham is not so good, but fine, you're going to call him as mevalei olam, he's mafsid the world? What is going on over here? Is it that far? It says the Gemara, Avle Olam Salkadaitach, Amravina, Shemorin Halacha Mitoch Mishnasa. No, they teach halachas from their simple reading of Mishnayis without understanding the tamim behind it, and without having, maybe we could add even a tradition of how to present it. Tanya Amiyachar Roshua, Vichim Avle Olam Heim, Valo Miyashvi Olam Heim, Shnemar Lichas Olam Lo, Elosh. And the Gemara in Megillah darshins halichos olam lo al tikri halichos ela halachos, and that refers to Mishnayis.
Ella, but rather they make a terrible mistake. Shemor and Halacha, they teach Halacha mitoch neshnasan from what they had learned, and not from the taimim, and then that could be mavolei olam, it could really be mastered the world. Another person that we had said was mavolei olam is an isha prusha. What exactly is an isha prusha? Satan Rabbanim psula salyonis. A besula, a woman that's not married, that she's a balas tfila. This is a very hard gemara to understand, because here a woman who is a balas tfila is looked at critically. Let's leave right now that line in the gemara, and maybe we'll come back to it when we understand the criticism of the other women as well, and maybe we'll have another understanding also. V'almana shovavist, and a woman who is an almana, who's a shovav. What does that mean? Rashi understands that means that she goes constantly around to visit other people. V'katan shalo kolo chadashav, and as well as a child that hasn't finished out his month, hare elu mivalei olam. These people are valei olam. Rashi explains, she'enon ela no afosu machshefos. These are people who are either there to seduce for znus, or they are involved in black magic. And here's the critical line. Umaris atzmon kitzidkanios shaloi v'dukachareyen. They build a outer facade of religiosity so that people won't check up after them. This is a tremendous mussar for all of us. What do we build on the outside so as to protect ourselves from people who will check into us? So that's what these people do. So according to this tradition, Besula Salyonus, which means a woman who is constantly davening, so that will mean that she, a woman who is constantly davening and presents herself as a davener the whole time, really, the Gemara says, there are times that she's mavolei olam, because she's presenting an outer facade that's not her. Obviously, we need to differentiate between those people who are not like that, who are really, really being davek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that's one way of understanding it. There are some who point out that the Yerushalmi has a different girsa. The Yerushalmi's girsa over here about these women who are davening is the following. Yerushalmi's girsa is Besula Tzeimonis, and that refers to a woman who has lost her Besulim. And she fasted, the Mefarsha Yerushalmi point out, fasted so many times and tortured herself so as to lose her virginity, so as not to come across as being someone who is Mezaneh, because she never had Besulim. This is quoted in Tosfos as being the Pshat, and then it would be a different gear. So of course it's well known that our Tosfos often quotes the Yerushalmi. The Maharal is quoted, I believe it's from the Nesiv HaTorah, Perek Tezvav. The Maharal says a very powerful mussar about these Mavolei Olam, if you're going to understand this as being a woman who's constantly davening, and that's her superficiality. Says the Maharal, people are inspired and follow those things that are fascinating and unique. And this woman who shows herself off as being a big davener, if she's really not, so then it's mavolei olam, because there are people who are going to imitate her, and ultimately you will bring more and more sheker into the world. In other words, it's not only that her own ruchni has become superficiality, but it brings other sheker into the world, because people tend to imitate that. The Gemara asks, back into the Gemara, Eini. Gemara says, really, is that so? These people qualify in Mavolei Olam. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, manu yirascheid mibzula. V'kibol schar me'almana. Rabbi Yochanan said that we learned yirascheid from a besula and the schar from a malmana. Mibzula. Rabbi Yochanan, shama lahai besula denaf. She fell upon her face with ka'amra, and she said, Rabbonu Shalom. This was a fantastic woman. She said, Rabban Shalom, brasa ganedim, brasa ganedim, brasa tzadikim, brasa rishonim. Yuvetel v'necha shaloi yikashlu bi b'nei Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't allow any man to be nichshal because of me. In other words, that a man shouldn't be nichshal in possibly looking at me or doing a ma'isa aveira. And there, we see that this besula was extolled by Yochanan. So what's wrong with this besula? Me'almana. The Gemara says, also, the kibul schar from almana. What's the case? There was a Beis HaKnesses in the neighborhood of Yochanan. Have also mitzalyu bei midrasha. There was a almana used to come and all the way to town the Beis Midrasha to Rabbi Yochanan. So she had a Beis Knesset in her neighborhood, and she went to Dam and Dafka in the Beis Midrasha of Rabbi Yochanan. Amala Biti. So Rabbi Yochanan said to her, "My daughter, lo Beis Knesset b'shiva sech. There isn't a shul in your neighborhood." Amra Loi. She said to him, to Rabbi Yochanan, "Rebbe, lo psar psios yeshi. Do I not have schar psios?" The Gemara in Bava Metzion Kuf Zion describes the reward for walking to shul. So what do we see? We see that both a besula and almana aren't necessarily mimavole olam. Even almana that visits another place. Even a besula that davens. Says the Gemara, you're right. Eina chanami. However, kigon yochni bas retivi. We're talking about Yochanan Bas Retivi. Rashi explains that Yochanan Bas Retivi was an almana who was a mechashefa who used to torture people who were giving birth and used to put them in a very precarious situation where they thought it looked like the child wasn't going to survive. And then she claimed that her tfilos had saved the child. So it brought about a supposed tfila. She was mespal a lot. She would visit a lot of people, but in the end it was just her kishuf that had the problems in the first place. The Marashah learns that our Gemara is only changing in regards to Almana like Yochanan Bas Retivi. However, in regards to a Basula that davens too much, so then in such a case, then the positive statement that Rabbi Yochanan had said does not preclude the original problem of a Basula that is either the Girsa of a Basula who is a Silonus, or we have the Girsa of the Yerushalmi, which says that she's a Tzaimonus, someone who's always fasting. According to Marsha, those things the Gemara still learns in the Maskana as critical. It looks at them critically. Seven lines from the bottom of Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, we put a period after Yochni Bas Retivi, and then the Gemara continues with another cryptic part of the Raisa that we had no idea what was the connection between an Isha Prusha and a Katan Shalo Kalo Chadasha. Literally, a Katan Shalo Kalo Chadasha means a child, a baby that doesn't survive a month. Why are Chas V'Chalila Chazal critical of a Katan Shalo Kalo Chadasha? So the Gemara says it has nothing to do with a baby within a month. But rather, five lines from the bottom, Hachetir Gimu, Zet Talmud Chacham Amivet Rabosa. We're talking about a little kid who didn't finish his month. What's that? A Talmud Chacham that doesn't show the appropriate respect to his Rabbeim. What's that? Rabbi Abba Omer is a Talmud Shalo Gila Ro More. It's a Talmud who begins to paskin before he's ready to be a Mora Horad. Amar Avo, Amar Avuna, Amar Rav, Ma'idich Siv, Ki Rabim Chalolim, Ipila Va'atsumim. The Pasuk describes in Mishlei, there are many who fall, Va'atsumim Kol Harugel. There are people who fall and many casualties along the way. Ki rabim chalal nepila zet tamachachum shlo yigil lo ra. Umorav atzum kol harugah zet tamachachum shlo yigil lo ra ve'ena more. So a tamachachum doesn't reach hora any paskins that is rabim chalal nepila. And then all the tamachachum that is yigil lo ra doesn't paskin, it's something terrible as well. Ba'ad kama. And until what age is a person a not right hara, and when does it become right for hara? Adar boshnin. Really, Mikra the Dina, the Gemara says that a person should not be passing a shayla until he's 40 years old. Ask the Gemara, v'ha rabba oiri, but we know that rabba did paskin. And Rashi quotes from the Gemara Rosh Hashanah that rabba was only 40 years old when he died, so obviously he started paskening before. And says the Gemara, important klal bishavin, when there is someone who is equal to him in the city in Chachma, and there isn't anybody greater than him, or there isn't anybody else to pasken, so then in such a case, even if someone is less than the age of 40, so then in such a case, he can and should paskin a shabbos. This adds another wrinkle into our Gemara. Divrei Maskil va'ad, where Tosis says it doesn't mean that you could start paskin a shiloh in 40, but rather Tosis says 40 years after you started learning. So let's say somebody started learning well at age 15, he could only start paskining shilas. This is a very heavy Gemara. He only start paskining shilas at the age of 55. Where did Tosfos get this idea from? Because the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says on the pasuk "V'onasan Hashem lochem leiv ladas ad yom hazeh," that a person is not zochet to understand his Rebbe until 40 years. So that means 40 years after he heard from his Rebbe. Tosfos assumes this is the same period of time, 40 years. You need 40 years for the Torah to simmer to be able to paskin shaila, with the exception of someone who is in the case of Shavin, that there's no one else greater than him in the city, or he's equal to the Gadol Ir B'Chachma, so then he's allowed to paskin. Places the Maskel B'Shavin is actually cholik on Rashi. What emerges according to the opinion of Rashi is that even if a person has not learned for 40 years, he's equal to the Talmud Chacham in the city, who is the Gadol Ir B'Chachma, then he's allowed to be Mora. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos says, and he asks questions in Pshat, very strong questions in Pshat, which is beyond the scope for a Daf Yomi Shir. Tosfos claims that if he would be just simply equal, then years trump. If there's someone who's learned for 4 years, then he paskins, and not the other person who's equal to him. However, if the person who's younger in years that doesn't have 40 years is less, the person is four, who doesn't have 40 years is more, so then in such a case, Tosfos says, then he becomes the Mora Hora. But if they would be equal, Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Tosfos points out that it seems to be a Beferish Gemara in Brachos and Samach Gimel Amid Alf that says that Abaye says that you should not step up in a case of where you are shoving. However, Tosfos there quotes the opinion of the Ri, and according to the Ri, what will come out is like Rashi's opinion. And again, for Daf Yomi, that's beyond their scope, but one should know that basic machlokas. Two lines from the top of Chav Bayez Amid Beis, the Gemara continues, quote from the Mishnah on Chav Amid Aleph. The Mishnah concludes that the last of the Mavolei Olam are Makos Prushin. What exactly qualifies as Makos Prushim as described in the Mishnah on Chaf Amid Aleph? Rashi there already alludes to Pshat in our Gemara, and let's take a look at our Gemara on the top of Chaf Beis Amid Beis, two lines on the top. Tana Rabbanan, Shivin Prushin Hein. There are seven types of individuals that are Mavolei Olam, who are Prushim, that they pull away from different things. What are they? And here, we won't translate or explain until the Gemara does. First, we'll read them. Parush Shichmi, Parush Nakafi, Parush Kizoi, Parush Meduchya, Parush Machavati Ve'esena, Parush Me'ava, Parush Me'yira. What exactly are these things? Let's start with Shichmi. Parush Shichmi, says the Gemara. Zoh Eise Maise Shchem. This is someone who does Maise Shchem. What is that? Rashi explains that in Shchem, they did milas for business. People do crazy things for business. They circumcise themselves for business. So too, a person who does a maisa for his own purpose, that people should honor him, and not l'shem shemayim, those are the type of prushim that we're not interested in. That's maisa shchem. What's parish nekafi? Says the Gemara. Ze hamankif es ragolov. This is somebody who walks in a very modest fashion. Rashi explains the Divrei Maskil HaMankif. He walks in a modest fashion that he doesn't make large steps. He puts one leg next to the other. He doesn't lift his leg from the ground. And in that way, his feet become injured by the rocks. Rashi does not explain exactly what is terrible about an individual. L'chura, it sounds good that he's walking by Nivus. Consistent with the theme of many times that we've seen already in the Gemara and these Gemaras about the concern for false, superficial avodas Hashem, the Marsha says the Gemara in Chulin describes Adam Nikuf Marze Kedam Ola, that someone who walks modestly and because of that his feet become wounded, as our Gemara says, it's considered like an Ola. But says the Marsha, the Gemara is saying the inverse over here. Here you have a person who makes his feet that way because he wants everybody to see his anivus. There's an expression that my father may be well used to like to say, a European expression, and that is a person is a Baal Gaiva, is such a Baal Gaiva, he says, er felt mein anivus, you feel my anivus, you see how great my anivus is. So sometimes anivus itself could be an act that's really an act of Gaiva. Continues the Gemara. Parush kizo'i. Someone who is a parush like a kizo'i. What exactly is that? Says the Gemara the following explanation. Amar of Nachman Yitzchak Zeh HaMekiz Dam Liksalim. Rashi learns that this is someone who so determined to close his eyes, so as not to be nichshal in terms of Shmiras Einayim, that he bumps into walls and he gets bloodied. So one could understand that that would be a madrega. However, the Gemara calls him mavole. It seems from the Gemara that sometimes if a person, even in regards to Shmiras Einayim, if he acts in such an extreme manner, then that is a simen. I didn't see any peers say that, but maybe this is a pshat. Because the chura, if a person walks into a wall, because of Shmiras Einayim, Churat should be a good thing. It must be that if the behavior is so extreme, then it's not, as he's constantly walking into walls, so then in such a case, then it's extreme, and it doesn't reflect true Avodas Hashem. Parish Meduchya, what is that? Amar Rav Bar Shila, de Meshafa Ki Meduchya. He's bent over so much, he's bent over like a grinder. A grinder, part of it, it seems, is a bent over kli, and that is, again, it's an over-exaggerated anova. Parush machavosi ve'esena. We said that there's a seventh parush where someone who says, teach me what I'm supposed to do, and I will do it. What's wrong with that, asks the Gemara. What's wrong with some of that? So hamal yusi. Elo da'amar machavosi su ve'esena. Says the Gemara that it's an individual who says, what have I not done and what do I need to do? The indication of such a person is that he's done. He thinks that he's done everything. Parush me'ava, parush me'yira. Someone who's parush from ava and someone who's parush because of yira. So says the Gemara, what it means is the following. Someone who is, and Rashi spells this out, someone who is poresh because of the schar mitzvah and not for the ava towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's thinking about his reward and someone who as well pulls away because of fear. That is, the Gemara looks down at it as a negative thing. The Gemara rejects this for a very, very famous reason, which might have struck your mind right away with that we gave this explanation. Amru le Abaye v'Rava l'Tana. Abaye and Rava told the Tana who taught the Shiva Prushim, the negative Shiva Prushim, they told him, take out two of them. Lo tisni parash me'ava parash me'ir. Don't mention parash me'ava me'ir. The Amr of Yudam Arav, la'olam, this is a famous Gemara which appears in Psachim on Daf Nun Amabez as well as quite a few other places in Shas, as mentioned by the Masoras Hashas. La'olam yasek adam b'teiru mitzvah. The person should put himself, involve himself in Torah mitzvah. Afilu shalol lishma. Even if he starts out shalol lishma, shemetel shalol lishma, ba lishma. Because he starts out shalol lishma, and then he will become lishma. Which means, a person shouldn't wait for the most sincere motivations. Therefore, if a person has a motivation because he's afraid of the onesh, or he's excited about the schar of the mitzvot, then you know what? Let that be his initial motivation, because Rav Yehuda taught us the name of Rav, mitok shalo lishma balish. Also, it's over here in Dibur HaMaskil La'olam Yasek Adam asks a very famous question that appears in quite a few places in Shas, both in Brachos on Yudzayin Amid Aleph, as well as in Psachim Nun Amid Beis, in quite a few places in Shas, where it tells us asked that there seem to be contradictory rules. The Gemara in Tainis says, that if you're Osek Shalol Shema, it will become a samavas Torah will become a poison for you. Or the Gemara in Brach on Yudzayin Amud Aleph, even more famous Gemara, says if you're involved in Torah Shaloshma, better that he not be created. Yet our Gemara says, no, it's okay to start out from Parash Ava, Parash Meira, that it starts out Shalol Lishma, but it will get better, it will be Lishma. So this is a big, big contradiction. The Morphous Teretz is not the Teretz of Tosos that is given by us in Sota, in Dibur Maskul Olam, but Tosos in Psachim, as well as in other places, says that the chiluk is the following. If someone learns Torah, lekanter chavero, to put his friend down, in other words, his goal is to show that he knows more than his friend, then chas v'chalil nochlo shalo nivra, it's better than he be created. In contrast, if a person learns Torah for kavod, for money, so for sure, that's not ideal. For sure, that's something that a person should work to achieve beyond. However, we say mitok shalosh shma, kol shma. Tosus by us gives a more cryptic type of teretz, and Tosus says that I would say that it's about 8 or 9 lines into Tosus Dibur Maskul Olam. First word in the line is aval. We could start with that first word on the line. Aval hi shalosh shma de times maseches brachos. That the Gemara says awful things about someone who does shalosh shma. Eina osik b'torah kidei l'kayim lo me'ava v'lo me'yira. The reason the person is being osik b'Torah is Ella lahosef al chataso pesha. He wants to add more averus. Tosus is a little bit unclear. He's learning so as to add more averus. So it could be, it seems this is the way the Biurei Tosus understands it, that he's learning with the awareness and the knowledge that no matter what he learns, he still intends to add more averus. In other words, his learning is, it seems to that Tosus is saying that his learning is entirely an intellectual pursuit, and he has no intention in using his learning to improve himself at all. For that, it seems that Tosus is saying, Znoach lo, shalo, nivra. The Gemara now concludes this list of Prushim with a very, very powerful description of Nachum Bar Yitzchak. Again, the Gemara is very concerned. The Tano who lists the Shiva Prushim is very concerned in his Shiva of Prushim who are not sincere. Amar of Nachum Bar Yitzchak, the Mitamra Mitamru, the Megalya Megalya. There are things that are hidden from people and there are things that are revealed. Not everything is revealed to everybody. We don't always know the motivations of everybody else. But Beidina Rabba, but upstairs in the Bezdin or Elya, the big, big Bezdin that refers to upstairs, Lispara Mehani Dechufi Gundi. Though there everything is revealed, and they will reward and punish those who are should be appropriately punished. Amar le Yana Malkul Devese. Yana HaMelech said to his wife at the time that he was going to die. Yana HaMelech, the Gemara in Kedusha and Samach Vavam and Aleph says, was a tzeduki, and he was afraid of the Chachamim who were Prushim. So he said to his wife the following, he said to his wife, don't be afraid of the Prushim, and don't be afraid of those who are not the Prushim, the Tzedukim, because he had them on his side. But be afraid from the colored one. Yana is not afraid from the Tzedukim, because even though they're Rishayim, unfortunately he had become a Tzeduki. So they're on his side. The Prushim, Rashi explains, these are the tzaddikim, and they don't punish children for the sins of their father. Elaminat tzvuin, but the fakers be afraid of. Shedomin the Prushim, they look like the Prushim. Shemaseyen kemaisa Zimri umavakshin tzchar kepinchas. Their actions are really that of Zimri, but they want the reward of Pinchas. This is a famous Yiddishism. Maseyen is azoivi Zimri, avizayvil the tzchar fun Pinchas, that they are always looking, the fakers are the ones who present themselves as one as people who they really are not. The first halacha l'maisa topic of today's daf is one that is not found in halacha l'maisa svarim, but rather I would say is a musar l'maisa svarim. And there's no question that the theme of today's daf, the most important theme of today's daf, even though we will get to a few very important piske halacha issues, but in many ways the most important theme of today's daf is the sense of honesty in one's avodas Hashem, and not to chas v'chalila project to others something that we are not. The message behind that, of course, relates to the essence of living in this world, and that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with a guf, and then there's also a neshama that's behind every person. Every mitzvah has, even Rav Soloveitchik describes it in Al HaTshuva, every mitzvah has its neshama and its guf. What the Gemara warns us is that when we do a mitzvah, we have to make sure that we don't get carried away where we focus only on the pratim of the mitzvah, the guf of the mitzvah, without thinking about the implication and the spiritual components of the mitzvah, the neshama of the mitzvah. If a person, chas v'chalila, is not careful in this regard, as our Gemara describes in terms of the prushim, he could fall into the state of the yeshiva prushim. He could fall into the state where before long he doesn't even realize that most of his actions are about showing to everybody else what he is, as opposed to really, really fostering his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then he could reach an Avodas Hashem that is full of sheker. The outlandish observance of mitzvot that could be expressed in the chitzon, as opposed to in the pnimius, was something that we have a tradition from the Kotzke Rebbe, Zeit Tzadik Livracha, that he was very, very wary of. The Kotzke Rebbe went to an extreme. For example, before before shofar blowing, where many people are involved with these intense kavanas and so on, the Kotzke Rebbe would go to the other extreme. Instead of being involved in Kabbalistic kavanas, the Kotzke Rebbe would learn Ksos HaChoshen. The Kotzke Rebbe was so afraid of chitzonius and avodas Hashem that he himself did not allow any of his chidushei Torah to be published because he was afraid that would turn Talmud Torah into an endeavor of chitzonius, which actually brings us to the first halacha lemaisa component as far as printing svarim. The Shailas Tshuvas Tshuva Me'av and Chelek Gimel Simin Shin Ayin Hey quotes a public pronouncement that relates to one of the halachas in our sugya that definitely dovetails with the concerns that the Kotzke Rebbe had in producing Chidushei Torah, along with another concern. In Prague, there was a announcement, a public proclamation that was signed by the Novi Yehuda, many of the Rabbanim at that time, and that is that no one should print Chidushei Torah before the age of 40. And over there in the Cherem, what was said was, is that people raise themselves up, here's the Lashon, B'yoshen Yisrabu Sfarim Chadoshim B'shasu Poskim Hanogim La'aloch L'maisa V'asfarim Mispashtim V'olim L'garmim Michshol. There are too many Sfarim today. Wow, if you could say that day in Prague, what would one say today? Ki kamem moreh tzedek asher ba'yoros ein lem chich l'tom u'lahavchim b'etzim adavar v'sorim shekol mashin ispashe royu l'smoch alav l'dina. And there are many people who just follow what's going on, and they follow the lead of the way people, they find the zeitgeist of the time, and therefore they make a cherem. You have to wait till the age of 40. So it seems that the Kotzke Rebbe also was concerned in terms of printing Chidushei Torah, not only in terms of a mistake that would be made by someone who is too young to print Chidushei Torah, but also of another concern, and that was the concern of someone using his Avodas Hashem to project in the Chitzoni as opposed to the Pnimius. Now, this is a very, in terms of practical Avoda, this is a very, very sensitive and a very, very personal thing that a person needs to really, really rack inside and ask himself if their actions is being motivated by the correct Pnimius or is being guarded by the Chitzonius, and this comes only through real growth in Cheshbon HaNefesh. The Halacha L'maisa topic today is the requirement for a Talmud Chacham to also have Shimush Talmidei Chachamim, and we saw the Gemara told us on the top of Chaf Beis and Beis terrible things about someone who doesn't do Shimush Talmidei Chachamim. Rashi taught us that Shimush Talmidei Chachamim does not mean simply taking care of Talmidei Chachamim. For sure, there's a tremendous mitzvah of being dovek to Talmidei Chachamim, but here, as the Rambam describes, that it could very well be that's the way to be dovek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but over here, what it means is, Rashi says, to serve Talmidei Chachamim in the sense to understand the rationales behind the Piskei Halacha. This has a very important implication Rav Moshe Feinstein in his tshuvas, which Rav Moshe says that he would repeat often in his drashos, in a tshuva to his grandson who lives here in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Shapsi Rappaport in Aruch Chaim Chelek Dalet Simin Lamites, in a long tshuva, Rav Moshe says that the role of Gemara today, what would be considered Gemara today, is not what is called Gemara. Gemara is not the writings that we read, that we do Daf Yomi on. That, says Rav Moshe, is not Gemara. Gemara is the application of halacha in the Torah Shebaal Peh today. And therefore, Rav Moshe Feinstein says that anything that is written to be malabein, to clarify and to understand halacha l'maisa today, qualifies as Torah Shebaal Peh. He says, for that reason, if someone chas v'chalila would say that there's no need for yeshivos bizman hazeh, because the halacha has already been written and clarified in the Shulchan Aruch and so on, Rav Moshe writes explicitly in his tshuva, he would be considered an apikoros, because what is Gemara is the limud that exists in our generation to apply to halacha lemaisa, to be masik shmeitza, liba de hilchasa. Moshe even goes further and says that even la'asad lavo, when there's going to be tchias hameisim, there will always be the elaboration of Torah Shebaal Peh in every single generation. Rav Moshe therefore concludes that even those, this has halacha l'maisa application, even though the halacha of the Mishnayis that say that one is allowed on Shabbos to shave Sifrei Torah, that only applies to a Tanakh and other Svarim that have the Haskaros Hashem, but those things that don't have the Shemos Hashem, there isn't a mitzvah for them to say. Nevertheless, Rav Moshe says that they do have a chashivus, even svarim that are written today, as if they are gemaros, and therefore one would not be allowed to recycle those svarim, because they are part of the kedushas ha-gemara, the kedushas Torah Shebaal Peh. So topic number two is concluded, that all svarim today that are written l'labe and halacha have a din Gemara, because at the end of the day we saw that Rav Moshe Feinstein writes that Gemara, based on our Rashi, that Gemara is the aspiration to apply and to understand the halachos, and any Sefer halacha that's written today would have that halacha, and therefore would require Geniza, even if it doesn't have the Shemos Hashem. With this understanding of what Gemara is, we now come to a third fascinating discussion in terms of halacha and the development of halacha and halacha lemaisa, and this is the topic of the role of Shulchan Aruch in Psak Halacha and its relationship to Gemara, where there are slightly different traditions within Klal Yisrael, and let's go through them as emerges from our Gemara. The Maharsha on our Gemara, this daf is very, very important in terms of Darche Hora, because of the comment that the Maharsha makes. Says the Maharsha, Ubedoros halalu, osen shemor and halacha mitoch Shulchan Aruch. Nowadays, now remember, this is the Maharsha writing in the early 17th century. In our days, the people paskin halacha from the Shulchan Aruch. Barei heim ein yodin tama inyin, shel kol dover, im lo yidagdiku mitchili bedover betoch ha-Talmud. You have to look into the Gemara. Shushimush Talmidecham. It's not enough to look into Shulchan Aruch, says the Maharsha. And we know that the Gemara is Shimush Talmidecham. Who taught the Maharsha that? Rashi. Vitos Nafal Bal Rasam. And people are making mistakes, says the Maharsha 400 years ago. People are making mistakes because they're using only the Shulchan Aruch to process the Shaila. Varein Bechlal Mavoli Olam V'yesh L'gabayim. You need to protest. The Maharsha is very much bothered that the Shulchan Aruch was being used as a psak halacha, where clearly the Shulchan Aruch is written very briefly, and one would be guilty of learning without the Tam Halacha and passing without the Tam Halacha, and the terrible things that the Gemara says would apply to those people. This point is even taken a step further. All the material here is well collected in the Oz V'Hador edition of Pinine Halacha, that the Tshuvas Maritats and Simen Samach Zayin writes that the Shulchan Aruch was written for Ketanim and Amei Aretz. However, the Yad Malache proves very conclusively in his Klalei Shulchan Aruch and Simen Beis that if you take a look, and it's kedai for everybody to read, the Hagdama of Ran Rabbi Yosef Karo in the Shulchan Aruch, he writes explicitly that this applies also for Talmidei Chachamim, ki kasha yishalu le Talmidei Chachamim dvar alocha lo yigam begem ba, the Talmidei Chachamim will not get confused, he'll be able to respond immediately to alocha. Everybody knows that the Gemara could be quite confusing in terms of how to apply halacha l'maisa, and the Shulchan Aruch was there written for the Talmud Chacham as well to be able to review and to know, bottom line, the halacha l'maisa after all of the processing that takes place, particularly the processing in Marana Shulchan Aruch's own sefer in the Beis Yosef. The great Tosis Yom Tov, who was a big mashpia in Poland, writes that, of course, keep in mind the Shulchan Aruch cannot be used in a vacuum. This is brought down in the Aruch Shulchan in Yoredeya. This is it's found originally in the Tosfos Yom Tov's Hakdama. However, it's brought down in the Aruch HaShulchan Yoredeya Simen Reish Mambeis Sif Lamed Vav. And this, I believe, is a very, very important klal. He says, don't use just the Shulchan Aruch. Remember that the most important parts in Shulchan Aruch need to be learned in the Beis Yosef, who brings down all the relevant material, as well as, of course, the Bach, who is Mefalpel with the Sugyas, and the Bach himself in the Chuvas, Chadashos and Simen Mem Beis, writes that you can't paskin only from the Shulchan Aruch, that you need to go through the Sugyas as well. However, the Pischei Tshuva makes an important point, which in many ways can attribute to the different traditions that apply today in terms of how to learn halacha l'maisa. The Pischei Tshuva in Yoredei Reish Mem Beis Sif Katan Ches responds to the Marsha and effectively makes the Marsha's argument in some way not relevant today. And that is, the Pischei Tshuva says that the Marsha was writing in his time before the Shach and the Taz and the Magen Avram, and of course the Ber Hetiv and the Aruch Chaim Mishneh Berurah, where there all you had was the dry halacha of the Shulchan Aruch. Tit, tit, tit. This is what's to be done, and without any explanation or application to other instances. However, it's Bizman Hazeh, says the Pischei Tshuva, where we have the other Mefarshim, he says it can be enough to paskin based on the Shulchan Aruch and his Mefarshim. The supremacy of the Shulchan Aruch for many amongst the Svardim even takes on a greater scope than just the comment of the Pischei Tshuva. The son of Chacham Avadi Yosef Shlita, Rav Yitzchak Yosef, in a very important sefer about the Klolim of Pischei Halacha, and the sefer Ayin Yitzchak, writes the following. This is summarized in the back of the Klolei Hara'ah, a whole sefer on Klolei Hara'ah from in the tradition that Chacham Avadi has passed down to many of the Bnei Svara today. In Oz Gimel, on the Klolim, he writes, Kosva Gon Maranach Betshuva Simin Kuv Samach Shekvar Niskabel Harav Beis Yosef L'Rav, that the Shulchan Aruch has been accepted as a Rav, Olenu V'Alzareinu Acharenu V'Lechaz Achar Arosov Gam B'Mokom Shemeya Achronim Cholkim Alav. Even when 100 Achronim argue on him, Bein Lahakil, Bein Lahachmir V'Afilu B'Yisurei Torah. Hence, according to the approach of Chacham Avadia, and this is elaborated in all details in the Sefer Ein Yitzchak, the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch is accepted ultimately as Pischei Halacha, final Psak Halacha as a Kabbalah Harach. However, I would imagine, and I don't know this explicitly, and from any explicit sefer, that even those who follow this tradition would say that this only applies in regards to halachos psukos and Shulchan Aruch. However, if the instance Bizman Hazeh in any way or form might be slightly different than the instance in the Shulchan Aruch, so then someone who would simply be shown a halachos from the Shulchan Aruch and would not know the timing of the Gemara would be guilty of some of paskening without shimush talmidei chachamim, and all the negative things that apply that are mentioned in our sugya would apply to that individual as well. To conclude the enormity of the requirement of shimush talmidei chachamim, and to understand the need for having a scope that relates and understands to the omek of the Gemara, we can recount
what is said in the name of Reb Chaim of Brisk, of how must one must understand the Svaras HaTorah in order to be able to paskin a shaila with the following dramatic story. This is recorded in quite a few Svarim. The information, I've heard the story from my Rabbeim, the Talmidim of Rabbi Yoshe Ber, and I saw it recorded in a few Svarim. One sefer that it was recorded to is the second volume of the edition of Harav Mibrisk by a fellow Rabbi Meller. There Rabbi Meller recounts that there was a Rav that constantly complained to Reb Chaim about the fact that he didn't discuss Halacha L'maisa enough. And Reb Chaim said, okay, let me give you a shaila in Halacha L'maisa and you tell me what the Halacha would be. Reb Chaim said the following phenomenon took place. There was a wedding event, and there was a meat that was being cooked for the chasana. But what happened was that there was also another bit of meat, of nevela, that had been brought for animals and got mixed inside of the meat that was kosher. We had nevela meat mixed with kosher meat. Asked Reb Chaim, what would the halacha be? The Rav responded, knowing Shulchan Aruch, that the halacha is that it's min bimino, and min bimino, the halacha is that you follow Rav, and as long as there's twice the amount of kosher meat to nevela meat, then the halacha is that it is mutter. So Reb Chaim said, okay, halacha l'maisa, it's mutter. That's what you say? Now listen to what happened after this. You have to halt cup a little bit, but this is a fascinating mussar in terms of how profound and how sometimes complex halacha l'maisa could become. Sounds like a straight-up case of chad betray and being batel. And that's what the Rav paskin. Reb Chaim said, but wait a second, you forgot something else over here. Why is it that you only took into account the basar? You forgot of the nevela. You forgot that if this meat also had blood in it, and if there's the blood which has a blood of nevela, so then in such a case it's a min b'she'eno mino, and we know that you paskin, that if you have a taruva, it's a min b'she'eno mino, the halacha is that you need 60 times. I said the Rav, I forgot, you're right. The halacha is that you need 60 times. And therefore he said, you're right, then it's going to be awesome. Said Reb Chaim back to him, but wait a second. This nevela meat had already been cooked for the cat. And since it had already been cooked for the cat, it's dam shebishlo. If it's dam shebishlo, so then the halacha is, dam that's already mevushal, is only in Isser Durabanan, as the Gemara in Chulin on Kuf Yud Aleph says. And therefore the halacha should be that it's only a safek Durabanan, that maybe there's 60 times, and therefore the meat should be mutter, as every suffix to Rabbanan. And the Rav says, oh, wow, you're right. I forgot about that one. Again, here is Reb Chaim using the time of the Gemara. And that is not just simply opening the Shulchan Aruch, because you have to remember all of the parameters of the case. But Reb Chaim didn't stop there. Every shayla, how profound it is. Reb Chaim says, but wait a second. Aside from the halacha of dam, which if it's dam shebishlo, one could be makel. But over here, since we're talking about nevela, it's also hayotze min ha'asur. The Gemara in Bechoros on the Afayim Abayz says that there's also an isra of hayotze min ha'tame is tame. If that's so then the halacha should be that even though it's dam shebishlo will not be matir the isra of hayotze min ha'asur, and therefore you have hayotze min ha'asur, which is mixed with the mino, and therefore the halacha should be min b'she'eno mino, and should fall back to the requirement of an isra d'oraisa, and should require shishin. The Rav then responded, oh, you're right, Reb Chaim. Therefore, the halacha should be its asur. Reb Chaim said, no. But if you understand the omek, the tam of the halacha, there is a fundamental difference between a hayotze min ha'trefa and ayotze min ha'nevela. When do we say ayotze min ha'asur is asur? That's something that was always asur. However, and for example, adam of a trefa. So there we would say, if it was gadol be'isur, then we would rule ayotze min ha'asur, because before the animal was already slaughtered, the animal had assumed the identity of a trefa, and then you say ayotze min ha'asur is asur. However, there is a sugya in Beitza, a Tosis in Beitza, that says that that the halacha only applies in terms of hayotze min ha-trefa, but not hayotze min ha-nevela. The reason for that is because a nevela had not started out as something which was aser, wasn't gadol be'isur. For example, when it comes to a beitza of an isur, so then we don't say there's isur hayotze min ha-nevela, and therefore he says, with the same in regards to dam, and the halacha would be that it's only going to be an isur derabbanan of dam shebishlo. This was the lesson that Reb Chaim taught. What merges then is the following, that even though there's no question that many have the tradition that the psak ha'achron of the Shulchan Aruch is something that is binding, even keneged meir rabbonim as the Chuvas Maranach, of course for Ashkenazim where the Ramo is cholik, it might have different status, but one has to be careful that one understands the tamim of the Gemara, and that one is not just simply blindly accepting the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. It might not be entirely the same case in the Shulchan Aruch. Yes, the basic halacha of a min bimino is mefurish in Shulchan Aruch and min b'sheino mino, and then one could say the two pieces of meat are min bimino, but one needs to know all the tamim of the Gemara to be able to know when to apply the min bimino and when not. Finally, aside from being able to apply the tamim of the Gemara, the Chazon Ish in his letters, in the Kovetz Igaros of the Chazon Ish, says that most errors that are made in practical halacha, in halacha lemaisa, does not come from individuals who did not know the halacha, like the case of this Rav, that Reb Chaim showed him that he didn't know how to apply the halacha, but rather the Chazon Ish writes that often the translation of the metzius is something that's not known. In other words, people don't always describe to the Rav the actual correct pratim of the shayla, and hence they make errors. The Rav makes an error because he didn't understand tzius. So that is something that is extremely important. Of course, the Gemara in Bechoros tells us that Rav went to learn many years Hilchos Bechoros in order to be able and lived on a farm to learn all the phenomenon of the practical animal of the Bechor to be able to apply its halachos. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, before he passed in any shayla on electricity, he researched the topic, listening to experts before he passed in. So these two klalim that we have from Reb Chaim and the Chazon Ish, who, as many know, had different styles in learning, but nevertheless, these klalim complement each other, and this could be added to the use of Gemara in Shulchan Aruch. At Gemara means that one is to know the tamim, that those tamim apply even bezman hazeh. We learned in the other topic from Ramesha Feinstein. And then one could be zoche. Of course, it is kedai very much to be able to not only learn it from Svarim, as well as to learn it from a live Rebbe. And then one will be zoche to be doing Shimush Talmidei Chachamim.